Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I speak with Mac, bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our new friends, Melissa and David Meyer. They're the owners of DJS International Services, Inc. David is the CEO, Melissa is the CFO, and it's a third-generation business, Melissa's family. She's a third generation in this business. And David, I want you to tell us, and by the way, guys, welcome back. Thank you again for being with us today. We appreciate the time and the information you're giving us, the perspectives on being a Main Street business. But it's really not a typical Main Street business, is it, David? I mean, international freight forwarding and logistics is not really a typical Main Street business.
No, I mean, not really. When everybody, they go to the store, they buy their product and assume, hey, I just bought this product here, but you really don't understand what it takes from the business standpoint of issuing a purchase order to get that product made, developed, then put on either a boat or an airplane, come across the ocean.
Yeah.
For instance, depending on where it's going, it goes into the first port on the West Coast, catches a train, no less, eventually gets on a truck, and then truck to the DC, distribute it out, and then another truck. I mean, there's a lot of processes involved.
A lot of people, a lot of companies, a lot of hands, a lot of expense to get it, to put it on your shelf and to make it handy for you.
Definitely. So what we do is we don't actually physically touch any product. We are a service provider where we help companies when they we have agent relationships. I have longtime partners overseas, pretty much anywhere around the world. Obviously, a lot of product is brought in from the Far East or Europe. Those are going to be our major trading partners, with the exception of course, Canada and Mexico. But what we do is we help facilitate relationships when a customer goes and sees a factory. Well, they're not going to be able to go there 24/7 throughout the year. They may go once, twice a year. So we have our liaisons go visit, make sure everything's going okay, and we'll get a list of purchase orders. This is ideally what we would like to do. We'll then monitor those purchase orders, book those purchase orders, let's say if it's coming ocean, with a steamship line carrier who we'll have a contract with. And then we monitor, make sure the containers are loaded, put on the vessel from arrival basically to where the entry port is in the U.S., and then, of course, we're a customs broker. So,
you'll do the logistics from Alpha to Omega, then, from one end to the other.
That's correct.
All freight forwarders don't do that much, do they?
Well, a freight forwarder, what? I mean, that's pretty much what a freight forwarder does. And then you have varying degrees. Some freight forwarders just kind of handle the booking, and then they'll let you know 20 days later when the cargo is kind of arriving in a general area. What we try to do is we develop reporting and different things, website tracking. We want our customer to know at any time where their cargo is.
You hold their hand all the way through the process. Melissa, what is the running the business these days, how is that different from when you started or if you think back on when your dad and your grandfather was involved? How is running this business different than it was in those days?
It's changed a lot. Of course, technology has been huge in our industry. They used to use carbon copies on everything and typewriters. And
my first technology was a ballpoint pen and carbon paper. I can understand it.
So it's changed a lot, and it's given us a lot more ability to compete on a global level with some of the big guys. We're still kind of a small, family-run business, and we can compete with the big guys because of our investments in technology.
So technology has given you leverage to make you appear and perform bigger than you really are.
Absolutely.
What are some other things that you've done that you feel like has given you more leverage?
Well, when you're a very small business, and in the early days of our business when I was a kid, my parents did everything. They were the experts at every aspect of the business. They had to be. They didn't have the resources to, hire professionals to do every little job or to outsource any of it.
Right.
So they did everything. But as a company grows, if it is successful enough, you know, maybe you reach a certain point in the life cycle of that business where you're no longer serving the best interest of the company or its customers or its employees if you're trying to do everything yourself.
Especially things that are not your core competencies.
Right, right. So you reach a point where you can, find professionals that can do that for you, and you can outsource some of that.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been able to do that with great success.
And so that would be financial. Would there be anything in your business that you would outsource, or do you consider all business related elements to be your core competencies?
Well, we can outsource payroll. We can outsource mm-hmm. HR. We can mm-hmm. outsource some of those things that are not our core competency.
Mm-hmm.
But really, when it comes to a business like ours, we're kind of outsourcing everything.
Right.
So we're handling the data elements, and we're providing that customer service for our clients to track and monitor their freight. But we're not driving the truck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not.
So you rely on David. You guys rely on a lot of the trust of a lot of different people, don't you? Over in the course of your business.
Sure. I mean, like I said, the bulk of the cargo that people bring in is by ocean. So
right.
I mean. Unless you're a steamship line, you don't own that boat. You
right,
own
that's a long way away. So. Hey guys, I got to wrap it up. Will you guys come back in a year or so and tell us how things are going? I'd like to continue to keep up with you.
Sure, I'd love to.
Give us that website, one of you, quickly, one more time. Melissa,
djsintl.com.
All right, so check them out, folks. Hey, David, Melissa, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much,
and good luck to both of you. Quick
Thanks.
Break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.